This is a microcast by John Johnson, My Podcasting History. According to Wikipedia, podcasting has its roots in audio blogging from way back when, but the word seemed to be coined in about 2004. At that time, I had just published some audio recordings of writing my class of 10-year-olds had produced on our school website. And once I figured out podcasting wasn't a fad, we made a real podcast which ran for several years. Starting podcasting as the medium developed was really useful. I think folks still, despite the BBC's best efforts, find the concept of RSS difficult. And when I started publishing podcasts, I ended up reading the RSS spec or some of it and writing our podcast RSS by hand. The webpage that showed the podcast was just a PHP page that parsed the RSS to display the episodes. Kind of backside forwards way of making a podcast. Given I knew little and no little PHP, it was quite surprising that this worked. But it didn't ensure I really had a reasonable understanding of how podcatching and RSS worked. One of the interesting things was at that point the school bought an iPod, and although we edited and recorded some of each episode we did on a Mac, a lot of the audio came from the iPod's recording feature. Although the audio quality was, remember, 64-bit mono, the interface was really great, the click wheel thing. Really easy for pupils to use compared to any other digital recorders that were coming on the market. And that kind of, I suppose, speaks to the way I'm doing this now into my phone. Even though we edited our podcast in Macs, we used Audacity then to put the podcast together, and I'm still using that today for podcasting. But mostly for these microcasts, I'm using Workflow, or like now, using Ferrite Recording Studio to do a wee bit of minimal editing if I need to. Most of my involvement in the podcasting back then was with pupils, but I did make a few podcasts myself when I thought I had something to say. And later on, about 2007, David Noble and I started SLF Talk. And this was a sort of open to anybody who was attending the Scottish Learning Festival podcast. And folks submitted audio via email to Posterous, or by tagging it in Audioboo, where it was imported to Posterous, and a couple other methods that we had. To me, this was an amazing thing. It was just really great. It became another sort of outshoot of it. It turned into Edutalk, which later became Radio Edutalk. And this is a regular cast with different guests each week, live broadcast and then podcasts. Definitely not microcasts. Recently, I've kind of been struggling a bit in organising guests, so I'm dipping in and out of the schedules. David's much better at keeping this going all the time. But I do enjoy talking into a microphone, so I've started this microcast. Again, it's kind of ebbed and flowed. This would be episode 13, but I've decided to stop with the numbering after listening to Chris Aldrich and his microcast, where he suggests that it's maybe, I don't know, too regimented, but I might need a title for this now. So I was sort of rebooting this microcast with a series of three planned episodes, and this is the third. That plan kind of lost a lot of momentum, as I've had a bit of a virus and a chest infection a few weeks. Still a wee bit stuffy. But I'm really hoping to make more regular casts now. Most of my podcasting has been around education and edtech. I've occasionally wandered off into the long grass of field recording, toads croaking, or birds croaking, or buskers battering whatever in Sucky Hall Street. But mostly I've stuck to the areas I know about and work in. I think now I'm going to probably be a little more personal and leave the plan behind, lighting out for newish territory. I hope I take one or two listeners with me, and I hope you've enjoyed this. Cheers.